It's Morning Edition on WNYC. New York City is an urban zoo with pigeons, rodents of all varieties, even hawks. The Parks Department reminds us, please don't feed the animals. But WNYC's Amy Pearl met one guy who just can't resist.
It's rush hour at City Hall Park, but it's easy to spot Ron. He's the one standing still, with his pockets full of nuts.
I'm loaded, as you can see.
Hazelnuts, almonds.
Hazels, almonds, pecans, and walnuts.
A gray squirrel scurries up to his shoe.
Come on, I got the good stuff for you. Come on over here, come on. The lead out of my hand, I can get one to run up my leg. If I'm sitting on the bench on request, I can get him to come stand on my lap. They call me the squirrel whisperer.
It helps that he knows their names.
Well, there's one who is known as Nutsy. Then there's another one, Goldie. There's one particular squirrel who I met when he was a baby. He's going on 4 years now. He is the smartest squirrel in the park. His original name was Baby Cakes. But as he got older, he wanted a tougher name, so his name became BC. And I'll show you my favorite.
And like all proud parents, Ron has pictures.
He's so cute.
Look at that, standing up on the bench with his arms out, acting like a little tough guy. That's BC. All right, kids, come on over here. These are just some of the other kids.
Take the walnut. There you go.
He lives and works nearby and comes by a couple of times a week all year round for about 20 years.
Look what I got. I got your favorite. Come on. You know you like it.
Just then, a pudgy little guy comes running down the path. He's got a patch of fur missing on his head.
Well, you're in for luck here. Here's my little pal, BC.
Oh, my God, he just ran up here, like, honestly.
Here, give him one of these.
No, he'll take it now. He had sick.
I hold out a hazelnut, and BC gently takes it with his tiny hands.
Look.
It seems so formal, like we're in a fancy nut shop on Fifth Avenue.
He gave me a high five.
He even thanked me.
You really love BC.
I think I know him from a past life.
Ron and BC hang out, watch the world go by. Come up with big ideas.
So I said, look, for the rats in the park, we should develop a hair club for rats where you give them a bushy tail. You give them a bushy tail, they're even cuter than the squirrels. Right, BC? You got friends who have bushy tails, right?
All right, it's cold, and I have places to be. But before I know it, an hour's gone by.
I feel like I learned a lot, some of it about squirrels.
Well, you shouldn't be surprised. We live in a small town. Stuff like this happens all the time.
Amy Pearl, WNYC News.